Sure. I'm Lester Solomon, and I am the director of the Center for Civil Society Studies at Johns Hopkins University in the U.S. It seems to me that Islam certainly has within it some very rich traditions of charity, reaching back as far as any religion on the face of this earth, and maybe more pronounced than almost any other religion. And so I think that the way for Muslims in Islam to gain adherence and gain confidence among people is to emphasize those traditions. Those are rich traditions. Those are powerful traditions. Those are not traditions to be in any sense ashamed of. They are traditions to be proud of. And I think it may be the case that because of the silence of the masses, which is always the case, the few who are projecting a different image of Islam are gaining much too much influence in the minds of everybody. And so what I think needs to happen is to revive and to emphasize and to publicize these other traditions that are very much there. It's not something that has to be created. It is only something that has to be projected from the reality that exists. Well, I think at this point, if I had to compare them today, I would say that I would bet on Istanbul before I would bet on the United States. We're living through a period of intense conflict among people with different religious backgrounds and views. All of the liberality that existed in the early part of our history has somehow disappeared, and there are comedians who say that we are really split into two countries. One is called the United States of Canada, and it includes Canada and all the northern states and the states along the coast, and the other one is called Jesus Land, and it is a very intensely religious, particular religious Protestant perspective, and there is great bigotry as a consequence of that. Istanbul has an incredible history of liberality and acceptance of people. Probably the high point of the Islamic and period was during Istanbul's period, 13th and 14th centuries. So I think there's a really wonderful tradition to hearken back to in this town, and I would say go for it. You can become the world's leader in modeling what a multicultural, multi-religious society can be, and people will flock to you, and people with skills who want the comfort of knowing that their differences will be respected. Well, I think it's perfectly situated. The more narrow-minded the rest of the Middle East gets, the stronger Turkey's position will appear. And similarly, the more hostility there emerges in Western Europe, again, the stronger Turkey will be. So I think Turkey is very well positioned by virtue of foolishness that's going on in other places. If you stay true to your real traditions, which it sounds like you are determined to make it do. Thank you.